Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Leslie Arnold, hosting Akata, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. It is January 2nd, 2016, at 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America. I welcome everyone to the show this evening and wish everyone a Happy New Year, and hope you all enjoyed the recent holiday season. And with this show, and for those people who haven't listened before, we're going to be talking about some of the basic fundamentals of this very ancient teaching, whereby we will also be talking about some of the deeper esoteric, more spiritual elements of the teaching as well. And with us for the evening is Sri Kadavji, who is the Mahaji and 973rd living Sri Osho master in a long line of unbroken masters. Sri Kadavji, how are you this evening and welcome.
Hi, Leslie. How are you? And thank you for having me on the show.
You're quite welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here because every week is something new. Even though we cover some of the very same basics, there's always new aspects that you bring in, and it's really refreshing and wonderful. So with that, I don't sometimes we talk about the history of the path and how it got started. Other times we talk about the reason that someone might be interested in looking at a spiritual path like this. And I was wondering if that might be where we started tonight.
Yes, well, the interest is in the inner path that's made outer, that we call Akata, and that inward seeking by the essence of man and soul, which is the light and sound within each individual. That light, and which is heard as sound, and the sound is seen as light. The light and sound that we hear is the sound current. Not to be too repetitive there, but the idea is that we can hear this sound current within us at a high electrical pitch. So that makes the facet active, not only information and presentation that we speak about each week, or even in our website, a lot of information, but it also allows one to have the experience by guiding one to that sound current. In other words, people hear it, but their teachings and factions they're involved with very rarely target the sound current. So it's important that we learn about it, because that's our eternal essence as soul. So once one hears that sound current, usually it's an ecstatic experience. It's a state of ecstasy and joy that many people have become members on the path back to, which is a free membership. They have realized how important it is in their life to experience the sound current. And as I said before, people have often heard it their entire lives, but their religions and teachings don't give a definition for it. In fact, in medical science, they have a disease called tinnitus or tinnitus that is categorically a problem. But it, in reality, it's the, ironically too, it's the essence of the individual as soul, the eternal consciousness. And that's important, even for the non-ready soul that may be listening tonight, that learns about the sound current. That seed will be planted with them in this lifetime, and perhaps in the next lifetime or a few thereafter, they may come back to the path. Because people have been on this before. It's like a cyclical situation. But they lose that train sometimes and go back into the lower worlds that we talked about. And those lower worlds are the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes. Those are the places that need to be negotiated through to get to the spiritual liberation on the soul plane. That's the main objective of Akata, is to find the ready soul, the one that won't have too much of a disagreement and will enable themselves to step onto the path. Point the karma that they've been creating from many, many past lives, perhaps a million up to this point. And that's why just for a moment to digress, that the New Age teaching sometimes talks just about a handful of lifetimes. So we're talking about many, many, many years of creating this karma. And what the path does for the individual is that when they step onto the path, the karma ceases at that point, and then they start to work off the imagery that is karma on the path of Akata, and then they resolve it at some point in the journey, leading a pure Dharma life. In other words, when they step onto the path, they start living the Dharma life, but they're in the process of unfolding their karma. And that's a very important experience. That's why the commitment to me as a living Sarosha master, as a teacher, or just a commitment to the path, you can have any teacher you want, but the commitment to the path, that now has the unfoldment process of the karma, which is really critical for the individual. For people who step onto the path and they perhaps stop or quit, they go back into the lower karmic worlds. So anybody that steps onto the path, it's very important that their karma is now being unfolded. Now, some of the students don't understand that initially, but in repetition of these particular talks and the discourses to support information, they'll learn to gain enlightenment of understanding the basic principles. That's why we give these talks each week, so that people that are new or even a journeyman that may be missing a variable or two at some point will get a continuous state of enlightenment. And that's why we keep it simple in terms of learning about the sound current, learning about the lower worlds that need to be negotiated through as soul. Once one learns their essence as soul, now they can start the journey through the lower planes to gain the spiritual liberation on the fifth plane. In other words, they're free at that point. They talk about in the country America of having freedom and what have you, but that's just political rhetoric and things of that nature. What we're talking about is true spiritual freedom in the fifth region, the fifth plane. And then once one gets to that level, they can continue into higher planes that are pretty much unlimited. They go out throughout eternity, and that means that the path is pretty... well, it's unlimited in regard to that particular discussion, that there are no limitations to unfoldment, but there are three major goals that one achieves to get to that unlimited freedom. So maybe you'd like to talk about the goals in ACTA, Leslie, if you'd do that, please.
Sure, I would love to. And there are three goals, as Srikanth you just said, and those are self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. So what happens when a person becomes a member of the path, as Srikanth had mentioned just a few moments ago, they start resolving their karma. And that happens over a process of time. But in addition to that, with each plane that they come to and they establish themselves on, they do receive an initiation. So generally it takes about 5 years for someone to receive the fifth initiation, which is the first goal of becoming self-realized. And the fifth initiation means that we've established ourselves on the soul plane, which is from going from the bottom up, from the physical plane on up to the soul plane. It's the lowest plane of the pure positive God worlds. So here at the soul plane, also called Satlok, it's pure positive spirit. Now, below the soul plane, it's both positive, Sarosha branches off into positive and negative, but at the soul plane, it's pure positive spirit. So it's very important for someone to reach this point, because what happens, what self-realization is about, is recognizing who we are as soul, understanding our connection as soul to the entire universe. And it also is a point where we've worked up to this point, which means that we have a total confidence in whatever we do. And it's just an interesting state to be in, because before that point, there are probably a lot of questions and doubts and things. At this point, we've gotten rid of all that. We have complete confidence, and that's very, very important, because it brings a great deal of balance and centering to ourselves, having that confidence. So from there, the next goal that we are looking for is God realization, which happens on the eighth plane, which is also known as the Hukikat Lok. And with the eighth plane, this is often the highest state that soul generally reaches, but in Akata they can go further than this and become spiritual masters. But in God realization, then we're understanding thoroughly our connection as soul to God and to the God realms. And we start to see what we're going to be doing within the universe, because there are positions and jobs and things that can be taken in the universe to help run the universe. So this has brought us to a much higher level as well. And then finally, when we get to the 10th plane, the Anami Lok, we have established ourselves as spiritual masters. We get that 10th initiation and we're spiritual masters. And then we really are an integral part of running the universe, whereas before we were getting there. And we had quite a lot of the aspects put together, but with spiritual unfoldment at mastery level, then we do have everything put together at that point. Now, it's not the final place where we don't stop here. Spiritual unfoldment continues forever, and it's an infinite experience, and there are many spiritual masters on this path. And how many would you say we have right now, Sri Kadashi?
Between 20 and 25 that are in the mm-hmm. outer part of it, at the Katsupuri Monastery, there are about 247 or so masters there that don't really show themselves publicly because of the superannuated. They get to a certain mm-hmm. age, and then they cannot be in the Western world because of the industrial culture. In other words, it's really a sound issue, a noise issue, and why, if you live longer, you need to be in quieter places. But that's a physical thing. We're talking about the spiritual parts of Akatar presently. Once one steps on the path, there's a lot of integral and complex issues that can be worked out. But the simplicity of it is stepping onto the path when you're a ready soul, being the ready one who has, at the point, they have their good karma as at a place where they can recognize and have the eyes to see and the ears to hear the message in an agreeable fashion for them to step onto the path. So that's who we appeal to in these presentations, is to the ready soul. The other 99% that come and listen will have seeds planted to them, because they can't help but get from the living Sarosa Master the essence of the divine. That also means that when people listen to this presentation, they have very good karma. And that's something that they can know even to this evening. If they go away and don't step onto the path, that's fine. At least they can know that their karma has to be very good to be even in the presence or listen to the living Sarosa Master at the time. So that's a very good thing. And we're not here saying that the people that aren't members aren't any good or anything of that nature. It's just a matter of unfoldment. It's a time of readiness to be able to accept it, because there are many, many other paths. I realize that. We're not in competition in the least bit, because we say that we can only appeal to 1% presently. That means in the Earth region, there's about 7.5 billion people. That means the people that are ready for Akata are around 75 million, but we don't have anywhere near that amount right now. We have around 3,000 people. At the same time, that's our responsibility to present to those 1% and to everybody. And Afra said the idea that what we give here is something uplifting, wholesome, very good information that can explain and teach the truth about the essence of man and give all the answers they need esoterically within one to travel and gain spiritual liberation, aforesaid, in the fifth plane. That's the most important part of what we said before, those three goals. And the paradox is that the first one is the most important, because one wants to be liberated from those lower worlds, so they're out of the reincarnation cycle. See, that's the most important, is that once one steps onto the path and gains a second initiation in about 2 years, then they have control of the reincarnation. They have a choice whether to come back or not. And in that period of time, if they pass from this physical plane and they're still on the path, they would have my guidance to learn about the choice, you see what I mean, on the inside. And at some point, they would evolve inwardly. So the first initiation comes after 6 months in the dream state, and then the second initiation is the first outer initiation after 2 years. And then to the fifth plane, there's every year after that, it takes 5 years to become a Mahdist, generally speaking. And then the rest of the goals, the last two goals, take approximately 30 years to acquire. Now, that might seem a long time, but then I alluded to earlier that we're talking about perhaps millions of years of karma creation. To do it in 30 years is not very long at all. And most people go very quickly upon the path that they're dedicated to coming up in our discussion about contemplation, which is a daily 30-minute contemplation that we do. And we'll go through a huge chant here shortly. And the huge chant is very important, because that's the what we call the universal mantra that each individual can do to gain protection and gain stamina spiritually in their daily life, so they can, again, negotiate those lower planes and get through the lower planes of the negative and positive worlds. And people would say, well, isn't positive very good? Well, it is from the standpoint better than being negative, but it's still a polarity. That's why an important phrase that we use in ACOTA is pure positive. I realize it's the logic and things of that nature, and we're limited when we're talking about the logic, but when you talk about pure positive, it's more of a neutral force between the lower worlds of negative and positive polarities. Those are the planes. Negative and positive are the four lower planes. And you can see how it can be difficult to get through the lower planes, because now you're talking about positive. See, it's look at the paradox of that, Leslie. When we talk about positive planes, aren't so great. I mean, that's, you have to be a really aware soul, or the ready soul, to understand what we're talking about here, because the only logic we can give is calling it pure positive or neutral state or the middle path. And then a middle path alludes to the Buddhism, you see. So there can be great confusion in all this, see. That's why the repetition of listening to myself and the discourses that we give and the information that we give each week, it really helps one cut through and get to the quick of this information. And that's why the easy way out of it, so to speak, is through the huge chat and the daily contemplations. Because if the information is confusing to one, we always say you can take it to the inner planes, take it to one's essence of the soul, and that's the best way to get an answer, is what you feel. What is your feelings in the matter? If you can feel upliftment, you can feel joy, you can feel happiness, because it defaults to the ready soul's essence as soul, the happy entity. See, that's the important part, because the appeal to the ready soul is simply that they are uplifted. They're happy for a change, because the lower worlds can be a very miserable place. So it's very important to understand that for those who have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, they will be raised in a state of consciousness and be uplifted into the high heavens. You can feel that. See, that's what's important, that one's feelings are intact. So, Leslie, maybe you'd like to take us through the huge chant, because that's always a fun thing to do on a presentation.
Of course. And as Rukhadevji did previously say, the spiritual exercise, the contemplation, is something that we do daily. So we do this for 30 minutes every day. And we can, of course, we can do it longer, but it's a minimum of 30 minutes because that covers a 24-hour period in which we have additional protection, we're balanced, we're centered, and that's why it's so important. And plus, what happens when we do this spiritual exercise, the contemplation, it speeds up our spiritual unfoldment process. So if we're looking, we're focusing on those three goals that I talked about earlier, self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. The spiritual exercise is the key on how to get there and how to get there faster. And what happens is, I'll go through a huge chant, which is an example of how we might begin a contemplation. And what we do is we're sitting comfortably. We can have our feet flat on the floor, or we can also have them crossed in tailor fashion, and as well, as long as we're comfortable, we should be in a quiet area where there's, you know, it can just eliminate any kind of noise as the what we're striving for, wherein we don't want to have traffic noise, we don't want to hear any music, you know, we do not want to be listening to music. I know sometimes when people talk about doing meditations or talking about meditation music, that's a distraction, really. We don't want to have any kind of music or outside sound. If we need to, it's important to use earplugs to make it as quiet as possible. So, and also I did want to mention the difference between meditation and contemplation is meditation, you're sort of trying to force all the imagery out. With contemplation, we're letting the imagery flow and not worrying about that, but we're going to put our attention on either the tizratil or the crown chakra. And the tizratil is that spot that's between the eyebrows, just above the bridge of the nose, whereby the crown chakra is right at the top of the head, which is seen as the soft spot where babies come in. So we can use either of those chakras because they're the two highest chakras. So we're sitting comfortably. We close our eyes, have our attention on the tizratil or on the crown chakra, take a couple of deep breaths to relax, and then we're going to chant Hue, which is of such a high vibration that it really doesn't let any kind of negativity come into the arena at all, and it will just take out all kinds of negative attacks, and it is very, very protecting to use the Hue, and it's spelled H-U, and it sounds like this. Hue. Which means may the blessings be. Now, when we're contemplating, we can chant for a few moments. We can chant for a longer period of time, whatever comfortable. And you might have different experiences. So you might have a vivid out-of-body experience where you are obviously traveling on in the inner worlds. You could be attending a satsang class at one of the temples of Golden Wisdom. You can be hearing the sound current, which can come forth as a high electrical sound. It can also be heard as different sounds on the various planes. For example, on the soul plane, it can be heard as a single note of a flute. Each plane has its own sound that is related to that plane. And to find that information out, you can also, I'll read some information that I'll tell you about in a moment. But there's different experiences you can have. You can see the light as the white light, the yellow light. These are all from the soul plane above. You can also see the blue light of the inner master. Now, if you want to get an idea of where you might be traveling, you can take a look at what's called the God Worlds chart, and that's in the introductory book, which is a free book to download on the website, akita.com. So please go to the website. There's plenty of information there. There's the introductory book. There's some other reading material. There's also audios of Sri Kadavji as well. And everything is free on this path. So even if you decided that you wanted to join, that membership would be free. You could apply online as well. Sri Kadavji, we've got a little bit less than 5 minutes, so I think I better turn this back to you. I apologize for taking so long.
I think that we mentioned God realization, but I don't think we mentioned the name we use for God. We call it Akshar, A-K-S-H-A-R, mm-hmm. which is a high vibrational name for the Supreme Deity. So the Akshar is the goal, second goal in God realization. And then people often have said, well, if God is a second goal and mastery is a third, then where is the God's residence, so to speak? And I say, well, it's really in the 12th plane. And then there's the grand dichotomy that Phubi Quan's allowed to higher initiates. And I often tell this story that in ancient times, the higher initiates came to Phubi and said, well, we'd like to experience God. And they were clamoring to do it, and they didn't want to take long to do it. So Phubi in his benevolence allowed the eighth initiate to do a juxtaposition to the 12th. That's when now this is something only in Akita that nowhere else explained properly, that the glimpse of the divine was allowed by Phubi Quan's, who was my predecessor, and a long time ago, about 1,000 years, he was a master then too. At that time, he allowed the eighth initiate to have the glimpse of the divine, which was God. And that's where that came from. He gave them this glimpse in the movement from the eighth plane to the 12th plane. That's where the G-O-D came about 1,000 years ago. Isn't that very interesting? Leslie, I've mentioned that mm-hmm. before. And that's wherein we have Akita giving the explanation of just about anything. And there's a great beauty in that. And then I always say the irony is only 1% can really get it. It's a little amusing limerick that we give on the path. So I guess we're getting down to a couple minutes left. I guess we still have to...
About two and a half minutes.
Okay. We also have a lot of fun on the path. It's a great joy to deal with very special people that become members. And we don't have SD. And one of the masters had explained to me, one of his mentors, one time, and he's on tonight listening, and his mentor said that people have SD, or I call it SD, but a serious disease, right? Well, we don't have that in Akita. We're probably far from being serious. People probably would want us to be a little more serious, I would think. But in terms of giving the presentation, sometimes it seems serious, but it really isn't in terms of the joy and the essence of the individual as soul, because we believe soul is a happy entity, and it's very important that we default to that and learn that everything is sahaji, even our daily life. The physical plane is practicing sahaji if you're dwelling from the soul plane. So you're actually in soul traveling on the physical plane, in soul traveling in the astral plane, in soul on all planes succeeding thereof respectively. And that's sahaji, the movement of soul in the lower worlds. Now the akshar is completely still or cessated, but we can get to that glimpse of it once in a while and having the God realization. And therefore, we cannot be completely still in totality, only the akshar. So there's a great irony that we're a part of the Supreme Deity, but not the center of it. Again, the center can be experienced in glimpses, but not sustained. See, that's the information Akita, and myself as a living Sroshi Master, these are my words, and that's exact truth that you can get nowhere else. So there's some power for this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Full of power. If you want to get more power, you need to try the contemplation exercises out. It's not a mandate, but it is highly recommended if you want to experience the higher worlds and get a glimpse of the divine. And Sri Kadavji, I want to thank you very much for all the wonderful words of wisdom that you've given us this evening and give you an opportunity to close tonight.
Well, as the master raises his right hand, palm out, saying, I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka Vishal.